WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Be safe playing in the water this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
With an estimated 4,000 fatal drownings that happen each year in the U.S., it's important to understand that drowning doesn't look like you think it does.
It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley, trauma registrar at Aspirus Health and team leader of the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He says a drowning person likely won't be able to yell or wave for help.
They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are.
Fraley explains that a person who is drowning is usually in an upright position, but not able to keep their head high enough to keep their mouth above the water.
The most that you probably noticed was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back, trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
It's important to act quickly when someone is in distress. Fraley says you only have about 20 to 60 seconds before they slip underneath the water, but it's also important to not put yourself at risk.
You don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Acting quickly can help prevent a tragedy, but the rescuer shouldn't put themselves at risk. Knowing where rescue aids are located can help save valuable time in a drowning emergency, and knowing what to look for can help save lives.
I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. You know, they approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's just real stuff that's happened in my life. So, you know, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, you know, in my story that, you know, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. You know, I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife. But she says, I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning to you. It is 7:06. It is nice to have you along on this Thursday morning. It's August 7th. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be along in mere seconds. Coming up this hour, we will be talking to Luann Bird about the recent town hall held by Congressman Brian Stile in the southeastern part of the state. And it's one thing to give a member of Congress credit for holding an in-person town hall. It'd be another if the content were a little more, say, on the up and up. And Luann Bird is going to talk to us about that. We'll visit with Todd Alba and find out what he's doing on his program later today, afternoons from 2 to 4. You normally hear him on Wednesdays along with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Well, Trigvi's going to be joining us here this morning. He's actually in Lithuania, where his wife is from, so he's visiting family out there, and is going to talk about his work promoting democracy around the world, helping countries that are new to democracy get a feel for the systems, the norms, the safeguards, and now some of those same lessons have to be taught here at home. So we'll talk to Trigvi Olson about that as well. A reminder that tomorrow is Friday, so that means it's going to be Free Ticket Friday. We'll be giving away Milwaukee Brewers tickets again. We'll also have Courier Newsroom's Kiev Akil, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob. We'll have Mike Clemens with sports. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along as well. So again, a very busy Friday edition of these mornings powered by Up North News across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's see, in a bit here, I'll go back to the mailbag because as Brittany Merlot joins us now, and Brittany, I did not ask if you are much, I don't know what your adult beverage choices are. We've been talking about IPA beers and then things like bourbon and scotch and whiskey. What is your, if there even is a, maybe you're not even an adult beverage drinker.
Are you a big fan of Merlot?
Yeah, that's so funny. You have talked about all three things that I do dabble in. I don't drink much, but on occasion I do. And I've had to force myself to drink Merlot just because of my last name. So now, yes, I do like Merlot. But, you know, you had to start with the sweet, whiter wine, and then you work your way to the red and darker wine. So that's how I had to do that. But craft beers, I do enjoy that. I love the craft breweries and the different places and the just seeing them work so hard and make such amazing different kind of beer, and the styles and the flavors that they come up with these days are outstanding. So I do love to go to them, collect growlers. Those are pretty cool.
You
to
collect
bring
growlers.
Wow. All across the North, you know, from Minnesota to Michigan to Wisconsin, even Illinois. So that's pretty cool, but I do enjoy whiskey and a bourbon too on occasion.
So yeah, on this National IPA Day, Tony put up on YouTube, IPAs are trash and the garbage is where they belong. He says,
Tony.
Bourbon, scotch, and whiskey, that's the correct order of taste. from Adam. Now, instead of just, you know, calling names, you know, when we say we don't like IPA, I'm like, well, just tell us what is your favorite? What's a good IPA? Adam puts up on YouTube, Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing is seen as the gold standard in IPAs. Let's see. Tony says, I did have a hazy IPA from Three Sheeps. That was okay. But that was about it. And then finally from Alicia, you know what's not fair? The second I turned 40, vodka gave me heartburn.
Right?
Yeah. And I always talk about my preference as bourbon, but now I get a headache rather easily from it, which I'm going to say is a self-control mechanism and has prevented me in the age of social media from putting up anything really stupid online. It's just a right? way to say, hey, young man, settle down. The two old fashions, that's good. That's your limit. So thanks for joining us for Alcohol Talk at 7:10 in the morning. Why don't we turn to the weather now, where things are going to be getting a little hot and steamy here.
It is. Things are changing. First and foremost, that wildfire smoke is pretty much gone. We're all at moderate AQI levels. That's the yellow out there. So not too bad. Finally, after an entire week of that, we're finally breathing in some much fresher, cleaner air right now. Temperatures are at about 60 degrees in Superior, 72 right now in La Crosse. Everyone else is in between there. We're looking at more clouds north and patchy fog too. Dense in some places. More sunshine shining through down south in the state. And today we are getting much more muggy. I'm talking about dew points at about the mid-60s to nearing 70 degrees. So very sticky. It's going to be mostly sunny out there too, with highs reaching the mid to upper 80s today. So the heat index already feeling into the 90s this afternoon. And we do, of course, have storms, active weather. All of that is starting up, and it's going to start this afternoon. I think around 3 or 4 o'clock or so around southwest areas of the state. It is going to be moving towards the Madison area, maybe around 8 o'clock or so. And then in towards the Milwaukee, probably around midnight and after. Now, we could see a few more scattered showers and storms lingering in the Fox Valley still tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, Lake Superior towns get a little swipe of some showers and storms. And then even bigger storms start to form as we go into the evening tomorrow. And that trend continues, too, as we go into Saturday, because another cold front is going to be hitting. And that's going to spark up some strong to severe storms as they work through the state. So in between the storms, we're going to see the extreme heat right this afternoon. We're also going to see it tomorrow afternoon, where there is an extreme heat watch right now for northwestern parts of the state. And those heat index by tomorrow is going to be feeling like 100 degrees. Ooh. So we're going to be sweating there. And that is going to hang on Saturday for the southeast part of the state, while the northwest part of the state is going to be feeling that cold front and getting some relief. So hotter longer further southeast, still getting just as hot up north, just not as long.
And with the chance, but not certainty of precipitation, I just want to let folks around Chippewa County know, whether you're farmers or growing things, I am now taking offers, financial offers from you, on whether to put the top on my Jeep up or leave it down. Because if I leave it down, that guarantees it's going to rain. Whereas if I think it might rain and I put the top up, it's not going to rain. So whichever one you want to have happen, my Jeep top is for sale. Just as a weather barometer.
I've got my Jeep shirt on, the Wrangler shirt.
Is a Wrangler.
Yeah. Right? See,
that's perfect. Love it. From Rob, good morning. From Tigerton, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees with light fog. Yesterday morning, I mowed 4 yards in Tigerton, then a doctor's appointment in Shawano, then a late lunch of spaghetti and meatballs at the Shawano Cafe, and went for a ride along Highway 29. Today, I have lawns to mow in Tigerton. Things are getting dry and could use a good drink. I heard that this is the driest start in many areas in about 50 years. He says, Wisconsin had another tornado from the severe weather outbreak in northwestern Waupaca County, or 5 miles from my residence. Let's see. Alicia says, side note, the drive to and from Antigo from Kimberly is really long, so that's good. Let's see. Rob says, I like Brittany's shirt with the Jeep. What I pulled with my lawnmower tractor earlier this summer for Todd, my mechanic. So there you go. Back to the IPAs. Adam says, speaking of IPAs, it is the great taste of the Midwest this Saturday in Madison, which is the largest outdoor beer festival in the U.S. So cheers. All right, cheers. That sounds great. And let's see, we talked about novelty songs during today's history lesson as well. And a listener in the Chippewa Valley puts on the text line, if you're looking for more recent novelty songs, there's an artist from Australia named Tom Cardy, whose entire catalog of songs was meant to be funny. And from Jim in Brookfield, Pat, you made my day. From now on, whenever I have a fever for more cowbells, I will know the correct Bruce Dickinson direction to channel my fever for more cowbell. So I'm glad we've schooled everybody in all the various Bruce Dickinsons out there in the world. And who knew?
Who knew there were so many?
Who knew there were so many and that we've been giving credit to the wrong one all this time? And it's not even the lead singer for Iron Maiden. And if you missed all this in today's history lesson, may I again suggest, first off, getting up earlier so you can join us for the history lesson every morning at 6:50. And let's open. Here's one more from Stephen Milwaukee. Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. Must be another IPA to recommend as well. Or, again, you can subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, and that way you can listen back. And as you listen back, you can then send notes correcting us whenever we get something wrong. That never happens here, does it? No. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in our next hour.
Sounds good.
Keep in mind that the other way you can follow what we're doing here is to get our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click on subscribe up in the top banner. There's also our new Sunday morning newsletter, given the original name Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where we talk about Wisconsin politics. I've started trying to outline what's going to be in this weekend's newsletter about Wisconsin politics. And it is not easy. And we're going to be talking to Joe Zepecki in our next hour about this week's Wisconsin political headlines. And it's not going to be easy. I sent him three different stories that came in late yesterday. And when I got done looking at these three stories, I posted them to social media with this comment that I am almost literally begging some Republican politician to talk about something of substance rather than the carousel of what we're dealing with here. That would include Congressman Derek Van Orden. The headline from Anna Kleiber's story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Derek Van Orden escalates Mark Pocan feud by posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy. This is what Derek Van Orden finds funny, is in trying to, you know, say something insulting about a fellow member of Congress on his social media feed, you know, where kids go. He's posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy and thinks that he's being very funny. And that's really all I can say about that without getting into details that are not good for morning radio. I would ask, does this mean that Derek Van Orden is not suitable for Congress? The answer is Derek Van Orden is currently not suitable for middle school. But yet here he is. We've got also coming out of Madison, 20 Republican lawmakers call on Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to act on Milwaukee violence. They want him to take specific steps to address violence in the city, according to this article in the Journal Sentinel by David Clary and Allison Durr. Here's the problem with that. Crime is down in Milwaukee. But of course, whenever there is something that is bad and gets a lot of TV attention, well, it's going to get a lot of political attention. It's just that the Swiss are known for their precision timepieces. The Swiss could only wish that they were as predictable as Wisconsin Republicans when it comes to playing the Milwaukee card. That's all they really know how to do, it seems, and they're doing it again, grabbing, you know, a particular high-profile crime and saying that it's indicative of an entire city when the statistics show that it's anything but. And that there are also reasons why the legislature previously interfered with how the Police and Fire Commission can manage the way that the Milwaukee Police Department is run. But it's always easier to throw rocks from the other side. It's easier to throw rocks from the other side of the border, too, because a Wisconsin legislator, a Republican from Tomahawk, has now joined other lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing a formal complaint against Canada about wildfire smoke. Also from Anna Kleiber in the Journal Sentinel. Yes, asking the Environmental Protection Agency and the International Joint Commission to investigate Canada's wildfire management practices because Canada's Northwoods are burning down. Again, I am begging for something of substance to come from our GOP lawmakers, not photos of naked men with sex toys. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll be talking to Luann Bird coming up in about 15 minutes here up north.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet, fill up the box, and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network with outlets in several states, plus podcasts, newsletters, video series, and more. One of those video series is called How Is This Better with Akilah Hughes. In her season finale, before taking the rest of the summer off, she has an episode about Trump's media takeover and why Americans are increasingly split into the informed and the manipulated. And it includes interviews with Tara McGowan, the founder of Courier Newsroom, and our friend, Chicago journalist Mark Jacob. You can watch that over at YouTube. Go to youtube.com/CourierHQ to learn more. On the text line is a comment saying, for those who claim the crime rate is down, I suggest you ask an officer who actually works on the streets in the city of Milwaukee how much crime is down. You know, the crime rate is down because you actually look at the numbers, okay? It's like asking somebody who's on the front lines of a war that has been reduced everywhere else except on that particular battlefield. It's like we talked about fog yesterday. When you're in that bank of fog, you think it goes on forever. When from up above, you're in one area. So obviously, an individual who is affected by crime or is busy fighting a crime in progress, that's all they know. The crime rate, well, that's writ large. That's everything. And it is just so easy for politicians to magnify the isolated rather than be honest about the big picture. From Mary Spicuzza at the Journal Sentinel, a follow-up to gubernatorial candidate Bill Berrien And I am happy to note that Bill Berrien no longer wants to tax corn that comes here from Iowa. And I don't know that that was ever his intent, but he had a little trouble putting his thoughts out in an earlier interview, and he's now clarified it. He sat down with the Journal Sentinel during a visit to the Wisconsin State Fair Exposition Center. He said he definitely wants to help implement Trump's, quote, America First strategy. He says, I really see the opportunity for Wisconsin to be a shining example of the success of his policies. However, there was this confusion, I guess, about his comments to a WMTV reporter late last month about wanting to put, quote, a tariff on corn from Iowa, according to the reporter. Then Berrien responded, look, you know, the benefit to Wisconsin would be businesses investing here to make product here. So in the follow-up by the Journal Sentinel asking about putting tariffs on products from other states, Berrien said, I don't know where that state tariffs came from. I mean, no tariffs state to state. Well, we know where it came from. You were asked a question. We can roll back the tape. We've played it on this show, if you like. If you're confused about tariffs, that it's fine to say so. But your answer gave the appearance that you liked Trump's tariffs nation to nation so much that you would consider Wisconsin having something like tariffs rather than, you know, trying to attract businesses with healthy schools, infrastructure investment, things like that. Philip Shulman, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Democratic Party, told the Journal Sentinel, quote, Bill Berrien is so obsessed with trying to win Trump's love that he'll support any policy, including wanting to increase the GOP's tariff tax. And after this flip-flop, it's clear he'll say whatever he thinks will help him win, not what will actually help working Wisconsin. Berrien was asked about the Canadian wildfire smoke that we talked about earlier, and he said he wasn't sure to what extent climate change was a factor or what could be done to fix the problem. And give him credit here for, you know, saying, you know, I just haven't looked at the root causes enough. I know that the DNR is sending up some firefighters, but it's certainly challenging. See, now that's a good answer. It's not a great answer because, again, you're afraid to acknowledge a changing climate caused by fossil fuels, but at least you're not in denial. And in fact, when pressed about the issue, he told the Journal Sentinel, human activities are one of the causes of climate change. I think it's definitely a combination of factors, Berrien said, but you know, people are going to be one of those factors. So again, not a denialist, that works in his favor. He was also asked about the campaign contributions that he received from the Winklevoss twins, Cameron and Tyler, who founded a cryptocurrency company known as Gemini, and perhaps are better known for their legal dispute with Mark Zuckerberg over, you know, the creation of Facebook. Anyway, Berrien has raised $1.25 million, but $1 million of that $1.25 million came from the Winklevoss twins. And he was asked about that, Berrien was, and he said, quote, I've known them for about 30 years just through their parents, and that he's had conversations with them about bringing more, quote unquote, hard tech to Wisconsin. So, again, the Wisconsin State Fair is a great opportunity for people to get to talk to candidates, reporters, finally get to talk to them as well. You're not hand-picking your audience the way that you know, Derek Van Orden did recently. You're not doing the so-called teletown hall, which is not to say you shouldn't do a teletown hall, but it's not a substitute for meeting in person. I did more than 100 in-person listening sessions as a legislator. They weren't always easy. They were necessary. I didn't sneak up on people. I didn't leave phone messages the night before or the morning of that said, you know, hey, come join me. I know it's short notice, but come join me. I mean, we put ads in all the little small town newspapers or notices in the newspapers saying, hey, here's where you can talk to your state senator. Had some great conversations, got some good ideas. Members of Congress could do the same. You know, I watched Russ Feingold all those years holding listening sessions in all 72 counties. And as the years went on and as the electorate got more hostile, some of those listening sessions weren't a lot of fun, but there were also some great questions, some great give and take. And that's what responsible elected officials do. So the ones that'll come to the state fair, shake some hands and do interviews, hey, that's a good thing. but it would be better if you actually held your own forum and kept yourself accountable. Congressman Brian Stile kind of sort of did that, and we're going to talk to our guest Lou Anne Bird coming up next about that, right after the Midwest Farm Report, all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, Matt Nair on Air follows this program from 9 to 11, and tomorrow, Free Ticket Friday, here on These Mornings, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking out loans is many times a necessity for farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Darla Sikora, the Director of Agricultural Loans with Citizens State Bank of Loyal, is here to give insight into what Wisconsin farms are most commonly taking these loans out for right now.
Not a lot of new barns going up, but occasionally there are new things to be added onto an existing barn, maybe expanding a freestall barn or something along those lines. For whatever reason, the last couple of months, I have actually seen a lot of our customers purchasing forage trailers. That is a big one. Getting crops made is the weather has, it always has an impact, but the last couple of years have really been a challenge in our area, and getting good feed in when it's ready to go in is huge. So a lot of forage trailers for haylage put in when it needs to.
Sikora also says that if you are looking to get a loan, make sure you walk into the bank with a plan to pay them back to increase your chances of it being accepted. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Last week, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin suggested that he may rescind the mandate on DEF systems, also known as the diesel exhaust fluid. This original ruling came after the 2009 greenhouse gas endangerment finding. If this were to be rescinded, it'd be the largest deregulatory action in the history of the U.S., and may also create some issues for the ethanol industry. If you like this agriculture news and want more of it, make sure to visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Remember, you can sign up for my weekend Wisconsin politics newsletter, Sunday mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. And in that newsletter, we also put in a question of the week. And this week, we're looking at the redistricting in Texas, where Republicans are trying to add 5 seats artificially, and asking, what should democratically controlled states like California do? Should they respond in kind or not sink to that level? And again, folks can answer that by being subscribers to our newsletter. Head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. We were just talking about the Wisconsin State Fair, getting out there and talking to people. And we were talking in the last segment about a couple of Republicans who have done that. There are plenty of other folks, a lot of good progressives working at the state fair as well. I'm looking at the Facebook page of our friend Luann Bird and seeing her doing a little pressing of the flesh at the Wisconsin State Fair as well. And she joins us now live to visit with us. Luann, good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Good morning, friends. Good morning, Pat and company.
It's so nice to see you.
Thank you.
Like I said, I did see you in that same Resist t-shirt that you were wearing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So let's start there before we get to the Congressman Stiles listening session. You get to do your own listening when you're at places like the fair. Tell us about those conversations.
Well, they're the same, really. I have a lot of people need hope right now, and a lot of people are very tired of the regime and the autocracy that's in place. So I have a great time talking to people, not really talking, mostly, again, listening to what their concerns are and giving them a place, a space where they can actually be part of the change. So I invite people to join the Democratic Party. I invite them to join our protests that we have every weekend on Saturday at 10 o'clock on the corner of 76th and Layton. And we hold up our signs and we rally in support of democracy. So, yeah, those conversations are great. It's also hard because, you know, there's such a division. It's not even like we just disagree. There's, you know, people that don't agree with Democrats can be kind of a little bit rude, but you know, they're not willing to engage in a conversation. And that's something I always like to work on, but it was great. It's just great to be down there.
And the thing of it is, what we do need are more conversations. And mm-hmm. you are perhaps the quintessential person, the opening of, if somebody does not agree with Democratic or progressive points of view, but you want to start a conversation, you want to start it with somebody like Luann. It has always been nothing but respectful. I've seen when you've gone up to, for, you know, like Senator Ron Johnson. And it's the kind of discourse we all wish we could have when we start from places where we don't agree. At no point have I seen, you know, some Republican want to accost you, because you're simply a very easy person to talk to.
Well, I've been treated pretty rudely by a few. There was a guy that came up to me. We don't need to talk about that. What we want to talk about is, yeah, I like people. I respect Republicans. I respect Democrats. I think Republicans that are Trumpers are in a different space. They just are full of fear and they want power and control. And so I still think we need to talk with them. We need to understand where they're coming from, because democracy, it's so serious what they're doing now, and they don't even realize it. I had a short conversation with the chair of the Republican Party, because you know me, Pat, I just go up and talk
to anybody.
People.
Yep.
And I saw him at the fair, and we were just chatting and being very nice and, you know, family and summer and whatever. And then I did ask him about Trump, you know, do you think he has too much power? But then I said, I asked him about the executive order that Trump signed, because he said, you know, I really care about people with disabilities. And I said, me too. See, there's that common ground.
Right.
However, what he didn't know is that Trump signed an executive order allowing new businesses within the agencies, the federal agencies, to not have to make their buildings ADA accessible if it's going to limit their ability to be prosperous, because those things only benefit a few. So it's really scary to me that even some of these Republicans that I think share some of our values don't know what Trump's doing. So we have to get in there and we have to keep having these conversations and doing our own research. Don't just accept what they say, because they're good at talking points.
Well, and that's where we make the pivot to the town hall here, because, again, in conversations, you know, people can be very nice and pleasant. They don't have to be rude. However, there's a difference between having, you know, a pleasant tone and having a pleasant tone and not being completely truthful, would be my word. And for that, I would turn to Congressman Stile, who is continuing to defend an indefensible bill for the cuts that it makes and continuing to be an advocate for Trump's, you know, deportation policies and things. What I'm saying, Luann, is a lot of people want to give him credit for having an in-person town hall, but I think that credit gets negated a bit when, if you're not willing to be truthful with your constituents.
Well, it was clear that the attendees weren't going to accept that. And when he pivots to blaming Biden for open borders as to the reason we have an immigration part, we didn't let him do that. I mean, the crowd cut him off, which is how we were feeling at the time. I know for some people, that kind of an angry town hall, they don't like, and I don't either. It's too bad we've had to go to that, but we didn't let him. And here's the thing, it was a quote, listening session, and the speakers, thank you to all of you who spoke up. They were very respectful, very direct. And it's all on my website if anyone wants to go watch. We just put up a shortened version today, so you don't have to watch the whole clapping and everything.
Give me the website quick so I can put that up on screen.
It's luannbird.com.
Okay. Luann.bird.com.
Yeah, and it's also, well, anyway, so here's where I struggled. At every time someone stood up there and spoke eloquently, like about internment camps in Florida, which he would then say, well, I disagree with that description. You know, he would say, I disagree. And then on all the issues, like on immigration and on feeding children in Gaza, you know, he had his pat answers. So I don't call that a listening session. I'm not sure what he did that for, because a listening session would be acknowledging what you heard and then maybe being open to what we're saying. And I didn't sense any of that. So he thinks on immigration, we just have to follow the law, which means kicking people out. But one of the listeners kindly reminded him that it's just a misdemeanor if you're in this country illegally. And, you know, we reminded him that it's an internment camp because there's no due process. You can't call it a detention center because it's actually an internment camp when you arrest people for no reason, and you throw them in and they can't see their attorneys. And that's happening in America right now. So it wasn't a listening session. It was I call it a rubber stamp for Trump. That's what it was.
Well, it's performative now. It's a matter of taking your lines and being able to deliver them, not just to a friendly crowd, but to a crowd that may not necessarily agree with you. And I think that too many politicians are doing just that. They're treating this as theater, as something, as a performance that they have to make, but stick to your guns rather than actually having the back and forth and showing some independence, showing at least a little daylight between yourself and, in this case, Donald Trump, to say, you know, I don't agree with him on this thing or that thing. And that's the problem with this entire congressional delegation right now is, I mean, they're all afraid to show any daylight between themselves and Trump, aren't they?
They are. Mm-hmm. And in my home, you know, my husband's very sick and we have a lot of aides that come in and help out, and they're all on Medicaid. And I wanted to share the story about that, about how one of our aides is actually on the Affordable Care Act. His premium is $900 a month, and he finally, I knew all along he was going to lose that. He finally figured it out, and he was heartbroken. So those are the kind of things where what these Republicans and what Congress is doing is hurting people. It isn't just we disagree anymore, but there are children that are starving in Gaza because we are not... America used to be at the forefront of foreign aid. And instead, Trump is negotiating with his friends with Netanyahu instead of America being the people that care. We are the people that care. It's just that our leaders don't. You know, this is heartbreaking and that all these people are going to lose their health care. And all because, Pat, they wanted to lower the tax rate for the wealthy and the big corporations so that they could spur innovations. It's all about the big people and prosperity, but that has shown in history to never, ever work. So we could take care of a lot of these problems that we're facing and that the people in that room were angry about if we would just make everybody pay their fair share.
We're talking to Lou Anne Bird, former candidate for legislature and continues to be active in the community. LouAnneBird.com, LuAnneBird, LouAnneBird.com, or on Instagram, Bird4WI, BirdForWi, where, I mean, there's no shortage of pictures of you, you know, meeting with people, continuing these conversations. Here's an aspect of the conversation that I wonder about, and you just hit on it, that all of these cuts, they're not actually saving anybody anything because they're just going right to tax cuts for the very wealthy. It's not like it's coming back to middle class taxpayers, but I always get the impression that there are still far few people who know that. In your conversations, do people get that these cuts aren't actually saving anything? Do they know that, or is it, or do you see them realizing it after the fact and feeling like they've been hoodwinked?
Well, the people that really need Medicaid, for example, don't know. They really don't know what's going on at the federal level. And I didn't, I mean, they really just don't know. So we have to educate them. We have to help them understand. And don't you wonder, like, oh, they're always cutting billions and billions of dollars. They're holding money back from grants that they owe, universities and education and things like that. That money's all going to detention centers now, to internment camps. So... when you just have to help people connect the dots. What are they doing with this money? This budget wasn't about lowering the deficit. It actually increases the deficit. I mean, it's still at $3 trillion. So it's not, watch what they say, watch what they do, not what they say. Okay.
Exactly. And again, just this week, you know, new numbers came out on the big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill. And it now crosses $4 trillion.
Yeah.
That it adds to
That's
the
right.
debt.
And that's right. Those, yeah.
It's just for all those folks that say, that have always said, oh, it's about the deficit. The deficit is killing us. Or the, you know, as Tony notes on YouTube here, it's like they're always talking about balancing the budget. There's never been anything this far out of balance. And that's your big mission is conveying that to people.
Well, that's right, because even my aide that didn't understand how that all works was asking me, he's like, now, because I protest all the time and I'm off to go protest after we take care of Phil. It's like, well, now what are you protesting for? And when I explained democracy, he's like, well, what do you mean? What's going on there? And then I explained to him that, well, right now the president is totally in control. Congress isn't doing their job. They are not standing up to the president, who is constantly breaking the law. We have lost our balance of power. And when Congress goes ahead after Trump cut the $9 billion, then that Congress had already approved and allocated toward great programs that help people all around the world, then Trump cuts it and Congress, instead of standing up to Trump, rescinded that money. That is not democracy. So by technical terms, we've lost our democracy at the moment. But the good news is that when this happens, people can rise up and we can take it back. We can demand when we get to those people that are so loyal to President Trump, we can unravel this autocracy that we're all stuck in. So I stand up on my street corner every Saturday at, you know, 76th and Layton with my signs, because we've got to sign people up. We've got to educate them, Pat. And we can change things.
And learn more at LouAnneBird.com. LouAnne, thank you so much. Great to connect with you again.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much, Ben,
all right,
for
you
what
bet.
You do.
We'll talk to Todd Alba and Trigvi Olson coming up right after this. You're up north.
join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Looking to buy or sell your home? You need more than just an agent. You need a partner. I'm Haley Newens with BHHS Water City Realty, your go-to gal for all things real estate. I'm a relationship-based gal, meaning I focus on you, your goals, your needs, your future. And that means a smoother transaction and more money in your pocket. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Call or text me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just another deal. You're a priority.
Ladies, if you've been looking for an opportunity to learn how to defend yourself, here's one now. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Family Shooting Academy in Green Bay, you can register for a women's personal safety class. You're going to learn 5 powerful situational awareness tips to avoid threats, critical steps to keep yourself safe, and how to mentally and legally prepare yourself. Best part, this class is free. Sign up now. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real treat. For the first time ever in radio broadcast history, at least here in the Western Hemisphere, Todd Alba and Trygve Olsen together again in the morning, although it is a loophole. The only reason we could get Trygve Olsen on a morning radio show is that he's on the other side of the planet where it is afternoon in Lithuania. Todd, Trygve, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Good morning or good afternoon to our friends joining us around the globe.
Mr. and Ms. Middle America and all the ships at sea. What is the name of the community where you are in Lithuania there, Trygve?
I am in Palunga, which we always come here for a week. And today is the first day in which we have seen sun. All we have seen is rain and cold. So everybody's at the beach. I'm sitting outside here. Just enjoying a little bit of sun, doing some work, and yeah, it's
very
great.
Nice. Trygve, for folks that don't catch him on Todd's show regularly, is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. He's going to stick around with us after the 8 o'clock news, and we'll talk more about the work he's done around the world to promote democracy, but now feels a need to do it in the United States of America for some reason. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. But we asked him to infringe on Todd's time here as well, since he's on Todd's show all the time. Todd, you had an interesting discussion yesterday with Lou Rock and with former state senator Dale Schultz about something called fusion voting. Can you remind folks what fusion voting is and then your impression of the conversation?
Sure. I mean, just to the quick version is fusion voting is something that was around, it was the start or helped start the old Republican Party, the one that was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin, that allowed Free Soilers and Whigs and people, different parties to come together and form the Republican Party. And it's kind of gone away now. And so there's a lawsuit in Wisconsin by United Wisconsin, which Trigvi is also a part of, to be able to bring it back. Essentially, it allows for a candidate to appear on a ballot twice under two different parties. So let's say that Pat Kreitlow was going to make a comeback and run for governor. Not a bad idea, might I say. Yeah. And he was going to run as a Democrat because that's how he got to the state Senate. But, you know, there were some people out there that said, I just can't vote for a Democrat. So a party like United Wisconsin, hypothetically, could say, we're also going to nominate Pat Kreitlow for governor. And then on the ballot, Pat Kreitlow's name would appear both under the Democratic Party for governor and United Wisconsin Party for governor. All of the votes on that ballot for Pat Kreitlow would count. Can't count twice, but right. Those who voted for Pat under the Democratic Party and the United Wisconsin Party, it all adds up. The theory is that it allows a more centrist candidate to come through without playing a spoiler and allowing someone else to win unintentionally.
And that might be a way to get more, you know, to get more coalitions built. But Trigvi, you're the one with firsthand experience in working with countries that may not even have political parties or political parties that are just getting underway. What's been your own impression of that particular proposal?
Well, so my thinking on fusion voting, I've worked in a lot of places where they have ranked choice, where they'll have first past the post and then lists. That process, which has taken hold in places like Alaska, is really confusing for voters because people in Wisconsin and quite frankly across the U.S. are used to going in, I'm going to vote straight party ticket or I'm going to vote for individual candidates. When you have to start doing things like ranking them, it just gets really confusing. When you have things like jungle primaries, they haven't really been shown to move the extremist wings out. Fusion voting, though, you know, creates almost a good housekeeping stamp of approval, right? So if you've got Pat running against some far right mega candidate whose only qualification is he got Donald Trump's endorsement, which pretty much is the endorsement process for the governor's race in Wisconsin next time, by the
yes.
way. It would be a very good way for a group of, you know, people in the center, some who lean more sort of Republican. I think Dale still kind of describes himself that way to say, you know what, Pat is the choice here. And, you know, even if it's 3%, 4%, 5% of the vote in a state like Wisconsin, if people start saying we're going to go with, you know, candidates who back these sort of more mainstream kind of issues, Pat's going to stand for the UW system, Pat's going to stand for public education, all the things you would. It's a very easy way to make a systematic change that can have a real impact.
Okay, but let's get to what can really have impact here, and that would more likely involve Todd Alba running for governor. And Trigvi, what would it take to put together the Alba-Dale Schultz ticket for 2026? Is that something you could get behind? Could you be a consultant for that particular ticket?
Well, you know, Pat, this is one of the things that I don't know if you know this or not. There's been three people so far that I've said I would walk to Wisconsin to go knock on doors if they ran for governor, and they couldn't be any different ideologically. I would walk to Wisconsin if Todd or you or Dale Schultz decided to run. But I've also said that about Kelda Royce. I've said that about Bill McCosh, and I've said that about Ben. And the reality is, I think, and this is just me, and I think United Wisconsin has tapped into this. What people in Wisconsin, the center in Wisconsin, really wants is people who are going to solve problems mm-hmm. and who are going to back the things that have made Wisconsin great. The Wisconsin idea, public education, conservation.
those things.
Well, that describes Todd Alba right there, because for every problem that he creates, he solves two others. But at least you can always count on him to be working on problems in some form or another. Todd, we're sorry to give you a short shrift here.
It's fine.
You can hang around if you want, but I want to make sure people listen to you weekdays from 2 to 4. And we're going to talk to Trigvy after the 8 o'clock news here as well about the work he does for the Lincoln Project, the work that he's done all around the world and saving democracy. And now we ask the vital question. Can our democracy be saved? It's only our 250th year. We got to get it right at one of these points. So we'll explore that further after the news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging from 15% to as high as 41%. While almost all imported goods remain subject to a 10% tariff. Those tariffs will be paid by companies, but economists warn the costs may be passed on to consumers.
The Kremlin says President Trump and President Putin have agreed to a summit, but Putin has not signed off on the idea of letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left 5 soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News.
As was